Dead Wrong, written by Helen H. Durant and read by Jonathan Keeble.
Prologue. The torrent of kids crashed, pushed, and clattered their way down the school staircase, and the air was filled with expletives.
"Ian, you stupid bastard!" Gavin Hurst wailed. "You crippled me with those bloody boots!"
Ian Callum Edwards gave his friend a sharp shove as he bent down to rub his lower leg.
"There's the kid,"
he pointed gleefully, ignoring Gavin.
"Let's have him."
The kid in question had stopped halfway up the stairs and was eyeing the pair with trepidation. Gavin Hurst and Ian were bad news, and he was the current object of their bullying attentions.
"Oh, never mind the kid. What about my fucking ankles?"
Gavin protested, getting his own back by pushing Ian against the wall.
"Sod your feet, let's get the kid. Have some fun,"
Ian glowered back.
"For the last hour, he's been sat in that classroom picking his fat nose. Almost made me retch, you filthy retard."
David Morpeth clenched his fists together nervously and lumbered down the staircase towards them, his face red from the exertion.
"Too much for you, fat boy,"
Gavin Hurst taunted, thrusting his face into the boy's as he tried to squeeze past.
"Where's your bodyguard today? Finally got tired of mollycoddling you?
Leave me alone,"
Morpeth's voice quivered.
"Because if you don't, you'll be in big trouble."
"Sounds like fat boy's trying to scare us,"
Ian whooped at Gavin, while his mate blocked David's way.
"Are you scared, Gav? Because I'm not. I think we should teach this no-mark a lesson in manners. What you say?"
David lowered his head and closed his eyes. He was trying to think. His brother Michael had told him what to say to these two, but he'd forgotten.
"Do you like my new boots?"
Ian demanded, lifting his knee and practically thrusting it in the boy's face.
"Got 'em cheap. Cheap and nasty. That's my boots."
He aimed a sharp kick at the boy, catching him in the shins. David Morpeth screeched, shrinking back against the stair rail.
"Not so brave now, are you, fat boy? Not without Big Brother to hold your hand."
Another kick, followed by a couple of slaps around the face.
"Pity we got no more paint. Could have done a proper job this time. Kelly's off, so no one here to clean you up." "What do you say, fat boy? Want to come to the caretaker's shed and we'll look for some? We can colour you a different shade this time. You'd look good in green."
He laughed.
"Green and sickly. What do you say?"
David was shaking. He looked from one face to the other. Did they mean that? Would they really do all that again? Cover him in all that awful paint?
"If you don't leave me alone, I'll tell sir."
He'd finally remembered the sentence his older brother had rehearsed with him. But the words didn't have the expected effect. The pair simply laughed out loud, and then they started to pull at the boy's clothing, loosening his shirt from the waistband of his pants and tearing at the buttons on his jacket.
"Which sir would that be, then? That stupid sod who calls himself the head?"
Ian roared, shaking his head.
"Bloody shower, the lot of them. Got no balls. Believe me, fat boy, they won't take us on, and especially not for your sake, loser."
Ian grabbed hold of the boy's tie and tried to spin him around. David's eyes were glued to the floor as he tried to avoid the worst of those heavy boots. He was wheezing, and his chest felt heavy. He was starting to get an asthma attack. He needed his inhaler, and quick. He didn't have the breath to speak or to shout, and he felt dizzy. His eyes searched around wildly, looking for help, but there was no one else around. The other kids gave the pair a wide berth. No one wanted to get mixed up in what went on in Ian and Gavin's version of the world. Better not to look. Gavin pushed the boy to Ian, who spun him again and pushed him back. They were all three perched precariously on a couple of stairs. David Morpeth was clumsy by nature. This could only go on for a few minutes before he fell. But David took a deep breath and tried to escape. He intended to hurry down the rest of the staircase and out of harm's way. But Gavin Hurst was too fast for him. He took hold of David's jacket and threw him towards Ian. But instead of taking hold of the boy, Ian stuck out a booted foot, kicked him in the backside, and sent him hurtling down the remainder of the steps.